Well, welcome back to EMV's podcast. Today, we don't know what's going to happen, but I've learned a lot of stuff, and we're going to try to figure out what we can do with this episode. You know, this podcast is not going to be daily, but we're going to try our best to make it as good as we can. So, let's just turn that off. So, today, there's a lot of news that's going on. Well, the first segment that we're going to be talking about is vegans / vegetarians. Well, personally, I'm not vegan or vegetarian. You know, I have nothing against them. You know, I mean, I can understand where they're coming from with a lot of different stuff. You know, but it's almost to the point where it's gone too far, in my opinion. You know, I think it's gone a little too far. You know, me and someone I know, we were talking about how it's like, we don't make fun of you when you're eating your salad, but you guys feel the need to talk about us eating our chicken. You know, it's not right, in my opinion. But, I mean, if you feel that it's okay to make fun of someone because they're doing something different than you, you know, I mean, go for it. But still, you like, they're putting up signs, like, making fun of people, like, putting up a sign in front of a store that sells chicken, you know. And then there's these people called, what is it, Crabist? So they think or believe that, like, eating crab is bad, and the way that we cook crab is bad. Like, we put them in boiling water while they're still alive, which, yeah, that's kind of messed up. But putting a sign in front of somebody's house, trying to, tell them, like, oh, crab, you're eating crab. Well, you know, it just doesn't seem right, in my opinion. You know, like, a whole crab shop, They're running their business, minding their own business. They don't talk about vegans or vegetarians or crabists about eating whatever their food is. But they can't call crab fake crab because it's not anything like crab. It's like tofu or something, you know. It's not crab. So I do think it's kind of messed up. And, you know, we don't make fun of them, they make fun of us. You know, it's kind of like a different situation. But that was just that. So let's just get into some more news about different situations in the world that's going on today. You know, people didn't believe I was making this podcast, but, you know, why not? You know, I wasn't planning on doing it right now. Well, right now, it's actually, I mean, it's not going to come out at this time, but right now, it's about 8:30 in the morning, you know, it's a little early. This will probably come out around 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, yeah. Yeah. So, let's talk about what happened with Facebook. You know, personally, I'm too young for Facebook, but there's a lot of problems that's going on with Facebook, apparently, that we're just finding out. You know, like, several different people are losing their information. People are finding their information. It's been put out, like relationship status and stuff. You know, it's interesting, but it's kind of, what the reason why I'm talking about this is the fact that they explained what happened. You know, they explained what happened by just saying, like, oh, yeah, we're gonna send it each customized message. It's like, is that customized message gonna put all my information back onto my private account? You know, it's not right. People make their stuff private for a reason, so it's kind of messed up. And, you know, it's weird. But I don't really mind it, you know. If isn't the relationship status already set up? Doesn't it already pop up when you go to Facebook? Like, if you put it up, then it'd be there. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting. I don't know who has the information or what's happening. But they are saying that people might not know that they have the information. They might not do anything with it, but they could do anything that they want with it. So that's different. But all we can do is hope that they don't do user information get into like your bank account or something or something interesting like that. But yeah, let's just move on from that. So, you know, let's talk about the YouTube drama, everything that's going on. You know, anything interesting that we can talk about. Yeah, you know, next Saturday, I was thinking about we're going to have a little interview. We're going to have an interview. We're going to interview someone. I'm not going to tell you yet, but let me just tell you, it's somebody pretty interesting. You know, they might have a lot to say. They might have nothing to say, but you never know. That's why you just got to wait. That's why you got to wait, see what's going to come up. But I really hope they have something interesting to say. And then the week after that, actually, we have an interview. You know, that's going to be pretty interesting. Yeah, I hope. It could be terrible, but yeah. But, you know, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on today, but let's talk about this. This seems very interesting. Kevin Garnett calls Jimmy Butler a drama storm. You know, that could work out with it just about any basketball player. A lot of them. Let's just listen to this for a couple minutes. You know, that could work out either way. Lots of people could be considered, not drama, I don't want to say drama queens. Let's listen to this.
Let's take a look at the quote. There's going to be a lot of those bracket expletives.
Listen to this.
It's a bleep storm up there. What's really the bleep storm is that can't nobody bleep in practice. What goes on in practice should always stay in practice. And what goes on between two conglomerates as a business should always stay private. Everything is so bleeping. Public now. Scotty, what is your reaction when you see KG chiming in and just everything you see? We haven't gotten you in a couple days, so everything you've seen with Jimmy over the last couple days after this week.
Well, it's tough, and I understand from KG's standpoint, someone who's really in the face of that franchise for a long time. He's seen the success with Jimmy Butler be there.
Scotty Pippen.
You see Jimmy Butler not be there, and you're going to see a team that's going to take a huge fall. So it's tough to for him to see that team fall and realizing the value that Jimmy Butler brings to that team. But he's not between the lines right now. When you're a player and you're between those lines, this is a different story.
Well, you get the point. That's just what they're saying. So they're saying, like, what he's trying to say. I actually get that, you know. I mean, you have something like that that apparently isn't, you know, that apparently isn't necessarily, you know, like, doesn't need to go public. Like, you could say something to someone that could be a little, not a fight, but like a little, or pretty, like a decent disagreement that's going on. So I feel that, yeah, if there's a disagreement inside of a practice, like someone like, oh, you fouled me or something like, this is just an example. Obviously, it's probably not what happened, but it's just saying like, oh, you fouled me. Yeah, what the heck, man? What the heck? And you like, push him a little bit or something like that. You don't need to go out and tell everybody, like, yeah, this. Well, pretend I'm Jimmy Butler. So I get pushed at practice because I fouled someone. Well, you know, I'm kind of walking, you know, I'm going to try to act, and I'm going to try to make me look like the good guy in case something else happens. So I'm going to go out there and say something, which I can understand that. You know, he's like, Yeah, he puts me in practice. There was no need for that. He didn't need to do that. But, on the other hand, it's kind of like, well, you don't need to say anything. You know, it's leave that disagreement in the practice, you know. Leave it in a specific spot, and we'll try to figure that out, you know. Okay. Well, apparently. Okay, so here's another story. Okay, Jeffree Star and Laura Lee, Gabrielle Zamoro, I don't watch any of these people, and YouTube's racist tweets. Okay, so apparently there's racist tweets going around. That's not good. Well, let's just look into this a little bit. Let's look at some of the stories that they're saying. Okay, let's get into this a little bit. Okay, let's see what's happening. Whoa. Okay. So, I mean, I'm the only one that I've heard of that has, like, racist, that I've heard might have racist tweets or something is someone that I've never really, I don't want to say heard of, like, what's his name, Jeffree Star. He did some series with Shane Dawson, but he didn't really seem like a terrible guy or anything like that. He just kind of seemed like he was just there. You know, like, he said what he wanted to say. And he didn't think about what could happen if he did that. But let's just look. So he's been, people said he was racist before, which I could believe that. I'm not going to lie. I could see that being something that's happening. You know, he could be racist. I mean, I don't really know. Because allegations these days, you never really know about them like that. You know, so. So they're saying it's a prominent issue in the YouTube community, which, I mean, racism is, it's a pretty big deal. So some creators thrive on it, turning a Twitter feud into a week-long series on YouTube. That's true. Isn't just a guaranteed conversation starter, but often leads to lucrative financial success, drama, manufacturing, or authentic, once sold magazines. Now it's engraved in a very popular section of YouTube culture, but there are some incidents that are impossible to come back from, which is true. You know, if you do something in the state that we're in right now, you know, you say one joke, and then it goes into like some whole, almost like a lawsuit, you know. You say one joke, like something that's not that serious, something that people really believe in and are passionate about. You know, you could seriously get in trouble for something like that. You know, but that's where we are. So you gotta, people need to adjust to that. You know, I don't. You know, it's interesting, in my opinion. It's pretty interesting. But, you know, anything, in almost any situation, stuff like that could happen. You know, it is true that all different kinds of situations escalate when they don't need to. Like, people that I were talking with, they're like, somebody said a joke, like, boom, you're gay. And then they got in trouble for that. You know, that's the state where we're in right now, where if you say something that people didn't think was right, then it's almost, and not, I'm not gonna say your career is over, but you're gonna have a lot to come back from that. You know, there have been people like PewDiePie. Let's say that's a good example. PewDiePie, and let's see, he had his little problems. You know, he had his problems. I don't know how, just about how long ago, but he was accused of being racist. You know, but what I've seen is that it doesn't really necessarily, from what I've seen with him, it really doesn't make sense that he'd be in trouble. From what he said the N-word when he was playing, what is that game, PUBG. That's what happened. But at the end of the day, his estimated net worth is $20 million. So it couldn't have been that bad. But that's not the subject, so... Jeffree Star has been several accounts where he's been called racist or all different kinds of things. So this girl Laura Lee, a popular beauty vlogger on the YouTubes, who has lost more than 200,000 subscribers in just a few days after a series of racist tweets on her past emerged. Well, yeah, of course, that makes sense. If, like, people say from your past, don't worry about my past. You know, that was the past. It's like, well, I feel like I do need to worry about your past because, I mean, obviously, you can come back from something like that. You know, in my opinion, it all depends on how you were raised. You know, if your parents were probably racist, there was some study that said that every person that's white has some sort of racist, or everybody. You know, there is some, people may say that, like, there's nothing that they see, they don't see color, which I think is stupid, but they people think it's just white people that are the ones that were born racist or something, but... Someone told me that all is, you can, it's almost like you can never say all, you know. Well, here's what it is. So I think that lots of black people, they hear about stuff that happened in the past, and then they have some sort of, no, don't want to say hate, but they have some sort of dislike in white people. White people have some sort of dislike in black people. But I think there's something, like, just like a family line that grows on, I feel like something, a little thing like that could keep going. It probably will weaken, but I don't think people will ever forget something like that. You know, people always make these things about different situations where they believe in something different. But everybody else doesn't really necessarily understand, like, what's happening. So everybody has some sort of racistness inside of their brain, inside of their family. Black, white, Mexican, there's always some sort of hate. So it's kind of like, what can you do? Because there's always hate somewhere. But what we can try to do is... Don't look at people's past, but look at what they can become. You know, I want to be some, like, in crazy person that can help someone in certain situations. But let's just think about different stuff like that. So let's just, you know, let's talk about something funny on that note. Yeah, so Let's look at this. So, this is funny. This happened a while back. Memes will be banned under new EU copyright law, warned campaigners. You know, I find this really funny. Not gonna lie, you know, they banned memes, so it's like, oh, ha 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 ha, bongo cat, you're under arrest, you know, this happened a while back, though, but it's funny, like, you're gonna, how do you ban memes, so it's gonna pop up on your screen, like, saying, it's gonna pop up on your screen, and you're gonna be, like, oh, snap, like, the FBI is going to pop up on your screen, and it's going to be like, you're one about the FBI, you were looking at Bongo Cat meme. I mean, they probably banned memes because memes were about, like, people in high, this is in Europe, not in America, but they probably banned memes because people that were in high standards, like the Queen and all this stuff, they have memes about them, so I don't really understand. But here's just one thing, you know, there's this new gang that's apparently starting up. It's not like a shoot people gang, it's kind of like a kid gang. You know, they call it, it's like the Paunch Pirates, but their uniform is they wear black hats. So I was just walking through the hallway one day, and then this guy's like, hey, you want to join the something pirates or whatever? And I was like, no, I'm good, thank you, though. But, yeah, they were like, but now they just walk up to people. Someone were to, like, let's say they take a fry off of somebody's tray. They're like, you're in. You're one of the Paunch Pirates now. Like, bring your black hat. And it's like, what? I don't want to join that. You know, it's like, what the heck? But I find it funny because of the fact that it's like. You're a Paunch Pirate now. It's like, what? When did I say I wanted to do that? You know, there's got to be something illegal. So what they do is they steal stuff, and then they put it in a spot around, like, a school, and then they pick it up, like, later. So then they'd say, someone would be like, did you steal it? And then their excuse would be, no, I didn't steal it, you know. Well, no, they'd be like, do you have it? And be like, no, I don't have it. And it's like, okay, they don't have it. So then they leave, but I really do feel like then they're like, I didn't lie at all because I don't have it. And I think that's really dumb when people do stuff like that. Like, that's like saying you're sitting at a desk, someone's sitting next to you, and you're making a sign, trying to tell them the answer. So let's say it's like longitude and latitude, then there's like the equator, so you make like a an X with your hand, but not an X, like a cross with your hand, like this. But then you'd be like, they'd be like, oh, why? The teacher calls you up. You're like, why would you be making, why are you trying to teach them longitude and latitude? I wasn't teaching them longitude and latitude. I was teaching them prime meridian and equator. It's like, okay, well, in my opinion, that's still lying. That's still lying. You know, I'm sorry, I'm all over the place, but that was just, it's just interesting to me that they do something like that. You know, it's funny. I gotta stop saying this in my opinion so much, but it's funny. But I like to say my opinion, because then it's kind of like, people know I'm not trying to put out facts, because I'm not putting out facts, I'm putting out my opinion. So everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You know, I used to have this habit of saying, like, stuff and then be like, oh, what the heck? You don't like cheesecake? What's wrong with you? You don't like cheesecake? Cheesecake is the greatest. Cheesecake is the best. And you're just sitting there like, they're just, the person that's getting, I want to say, like, they're getting made fun of because of the fact that they don't like cheesecake. Which is funny. Judging by the fact that they don't... that they don't understand something in a situation like that. You know, it's like cheesecake. You don't like cheesecake? What the heck? So, you don't do stuff like that, but, you know, for these first two episodes that are out right now, you know, I don't really want to, I'm gonna try my best, you know, right now, we're kind of, like, all over the place talking about drama, but this is why I'm still trying to get everything set up, whereas we're going to talk more about business, we're going to talk more with rappers, we're going to talk more with people that have standpoints in education in different situations like that. But to start off, I kind of don't want to just run in there and just start saying all these different things. You know, I'm just trying to get my organization almost set up. So it's going to be called, like, Golden Records. Golden Records, that's what this is going to be called eventually, but we still have to set that up. So, we're going to try to interview rappers. Our first rapper that we're going to try to interview and just give you guys an insight, we're going to play some of their music so you can hear it. We're going to see how they are. We're going to talk about why they started rapping. And then we're going to talk with businessmen, why they started starting their business, and then why they started doing these different things. People from all different kinds of standpoints in life, what they do. We're going to try to talk about that, you know. I don't know if you guys seen, like, Good Mythical Morning, but they have this show called The Backup Plan. It's going to be kind of like that, but we're not going to move around. We're just going to try to interview people in different places and see what they do, how they are in person, and try to get explanations about things that never heard of. So we're going to try to get this one young rapper. He's, like, 14. His name is DJ Swish 21. He's not great. He's not like a famous guy, but he's growing. He's got, like, I think 47K on Instagram, which from someone like me, that's actually pretty good. You know, that's pretty interesting. You know, those episodes might be like 40 to 45 minutes or maybe even like almost an hour, but because I want to make those interviews as good as I can. You know, I want to make them decent, pretty good. Want to make them as good as I can. I want to try to formulate. So there may be a while until I do another episode because in that sole thing, I'm trying to set it up. You know, I want to have jokes. I want to have laughs. I want to have different situations. You know, I want to make this as interesting for you guys as I can. So just look forward to that in the future. You know, our first one's going to be DJ Swiss 21 on Instagram, 47K. He raps. You know, he's not signed, but he has music play on CD Baby, if you guys ever heard of that. It's like they play people's music, but and then they help set up a program, but they take a certain amount of money from each one that you sell. So Golden Records, this is what it's kind of going to be about. So this is going to be like a little test run. But I just wanted to leave off on that note. So I'm just going to try to close this down. And then let you guys, you know, well, just have a good time. See you later. Bye, guys.
Turn to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's raining.